يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You are with us in the program called The Gate of Knowledge. We talk about piety and the traits of the pious people. In this section, we talk about how the people of piety pay attention to the hereafter and to the blessings of hereafter, and also the possible dangers in hereafter. Imam says, فَهُمْ وَالْجَنَّةِ كَمَنْ قَدْ رَآهَا فَهُمْ فِيهَا مُنَعْمُونَ We all are familiar with the notion of the paradise and hell. Nearly all divine, verily all divine religions have talked about the paradise, the promised garden after this life, and also the fire of hell. And this is because of the program and the design that the creator of this world had about the result of our actions to be received after this life. And if you search the divine books, the last of which, the Quran, you will find numerous verses talking about the world after this one. And the promise and the philosophy of the creation that Allah has set up for hereafter. In many verses, Allah says, we will resurrect you in the life after this life. When you die, you will be resurrected and you will be given life again. And you will be reckoned regarding your actions. This is a general teaching of all divine religions. The way people deal with this fact or this teaching of the prophets, the amount of attention they have and the attitude they have towards the life hereafter is different. In one hadith, the messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says the most clever of you is the one who remembers the hereafter more. Because if we don't pay attention to a fact, we may forget it or disregard it in our conduct, in our life. But the more you remember the hereafter as the goal, the main goal of this life, the last stage that we will reach and we will receive the results of whole life, the more we pay attention to it, we concentrate more on our duties and the things we have to do. And it has a profound effect on the life and the characters of the divine people. Imam says, فَهُمْ وَالْجَنَّةُ كَمَنْ قَدْ رَآهَا. Thus to them, paradise is as though they see it. Or better, in the translation of this phrase, because it says رَآهَا, and it is a verb in its past time, maybe a better translation of this part is as though they have seen it and are enjoying its favors. To them, hell is also as if they see it or they have seen it, and they are suffering punishment in it. This sentence of the sermon shows the extent to which they have attention and concentration on the goals and the promised things of the hereafter. In psychology, we have operant conditioning, in which punishment and the reward is a means of reinforcement of the action or reducing from the action. But here it's a bit different. In operant conditioning, we have the action, punishment or reward, and then reinforcement or reducing of the action. But here we have the belief and attention to the belief in a way as if we are looking at it. Here we don't receive the reward. We think about the reward. We concentrate our attention on the reward or the punishment. And the eagerness to reach to the promised paradise, or fear from falling in the fire of hell forever, this is the thing that controls us. And the result is much stronger than simply operant conditioning that we have in psychology. Here the parameter of the element of thinking and attention to the thing that is anticipated is the main thing in the process of paying attention to the end and to the goals of the hereafter. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in another word, in another saying, in which he talks about the pillars of the belief, Imam counts patience as one of the main pillars of belief, and in that regard, paying attention to the promised paradise and also paying attention to the punishment are two branches of this pillar, important pillar, patience. A person may be patient in facing the alluring attractions of this world, can be patient towards them and avoid the sins and the sinful desires through this mechanism, through this process. When we pay attention to the paradise and the depth and the quality of the things we are promised, then the things of this world and the pleasures of this world loses its importance. And simply we can be patient of not having them and overlooking them. Therefore, there is a relation, and also it is mentioned here the same way. If you remember, in the previous section, we said عظم الخالق في أنفسهم فصغر ما دونه في أعينهم. God is great or the greatest in terms of importance in their hearts. Therefore, everything else becomes small and unimportant. This is a practice of the same thing, and it is an example of the same thing. The things that are related to God are the most important things. The things God has promised us to reach are the most important things. And Quran says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The hereafter is better in quality compared with the worldly things. And also it lasts more. Therefore, they are better than, much more better than the blessings of this world. Therefore, it is wise to choose the hereafter over this world. The people of taqwa and piety, they practice this fact. And they try to keep their attention and concentrate on the blessings of hereafter, the paradise, and also concentrate on remembering the punishment in the case of sin and committing sin is awaited. One more time. فَهُمْ وَالْجَنَّةُ كَمَنْ قَدْ رَآهَا. Thus, to the people of piety, to them, paradise is as though they see it and are enjoying its favors. To them, hell is also as if they see it and are suffering punishment in it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله
الحمد لله.